All four gospel writers record the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. But only St. Matthew records this little detail. Our Lord asked his disciples to get two animals for his ride into Jerusalem, a donkey and a colt. The Latin Vulgate of St. Jerome indicates that it's a female donkey along with her young colt. That's because in the ancient world, the mother donkey often accompanied its young colt, especially when the colt was being initiated into service. And the Gospels of Mark, Luke, and John clearly tell us that Jesus sits on the young colt upon which no one had ever sat. So this is the maiden voyage of this young colt upon which Jesus sits. But Matthew wants us to know that the colt's mother goes with him. Why? Well, first, the prophecy that St. Matthew quotes from the Old Testament book of Zechariah, chapter 9, verse 9, mentions both the donkey and the colt. Behold, your king comes to you, meek and riding on an ass, on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden. So Matthew wants Jesus to bring this Old Testament prophecy to fulfillment. But there is another biblical reason. There is actually a passage in the Old Testament where King David is escaping Jerusalem with two donkeys. You probably don't remember the passage, but when King David was fleeing Jerusalem for his life because his own son Absalom is trying to kill him, David receives two donkeys saddled with 200 loaves of bread, an ephah of summer fruits, and a skin of wine. Because Jesus always fulfills every part of the Old Testament, it's clear what is happening here. Jesus is the new King David. The people said, "Hosanna to the Son of David." Jesus is the new King David. Rather than run away from Jerusalem like King David did when his own son was trying to kill him, Jesus the King, the new King David, knowingly, willingly, intentionally heads in to Jerusalem, directly into the hands of his own people, his own brothers, who want to kill him. Today's triumphal entry is a complete reverse of King David's escape. And just as King David headed out of the city with two donkeys, so Jesus the King heads into the city with two donkeys. And once again, the donkeys are saddled with food, the best food of all. They're saddled with Jesus, who is himself the bread of life and the fruit of the vine, which the Israelites called the blood of the grape. There's actually one more reason why St. Matthew mentions both animals, the donkey and the colt. And we can find a clue to this in one of St. Jerome's homilies, the great scripture scholar, when he says this: "The two beasts are the nations that Christ brings under his lordship. The donkey signifies Israel in its long-standing covenant with God, and the colt is the younger Gentiles, unfamiliar with God and his law. Jesus ushers them together in the church of the heavenly Jerusalem." And so the two animals, according to the fathers of the church, represent the Jews and the Gentiles. And Jesus leads both Jews and Gentiles into his church, the New Jerusalem. The donkey represents the children of Israel. They're older. They're broken in to the Lord's covenant. But the young colt are the Gentiles. They're not well trained yet. They're not very familiar with the law of God. They're new. They're fresh. They're young. I was thinking, sometimes you might relate to the older, well-seasoned donkey. You've been with Christ since you were a teeny tiny tot, since you were an infant. You know well all of the teachings of the church. You're experienced, you're well advanced in the spiritual life. Maybe you've carried a lot of burdens and crosses over the years. You might even be a little strong-willed, what some might call stubborn like a mule. And some of you might relate better to the young colt. You've only been Catholic just a few years. You're still not very knowledgeable about the Catholic faith. You're raw, you're fresh, you're inexperienced, but you're full of passion and zeal, ready to go wherever the Lord takes you. Maybe you're not even baptized yet. Maybe you're baptized, but you're preparing for confirmation and for full communion with the church at the Easter Vigil. You're an RCIA elect or candidate, ready to serve the Lord. And so it's clear, whatever animal you relate to, that Jesus wants to bring all of us, baptized and catechumens, Anglos and Hispanics, rich and poor, young and old, saints and sinners. Jesus wants to bring all of us into his church, the New Jerusalem. Jesus wants to save us both, the older and experienced, those well advanced in the spiritual life, but also the neophytes, our younger brothers and sisters in the faith. So whether you're an experienced donkey or a young colt, don't be afraid to let our Lord untie you and let you go freely into his arms during this Holy Week. Are you willing to be pressed into his service? Are you willing to let our Lord use you in the way that he wants for his plan and his will? If we're willing, he brings us with him into Jerusalem this week in order to save us.